No matter, I could not save myself on my own. I needed Jesus. And there was a moment when I'd had no strength left in me to do anything but just whisper, Jesus. And I was just laying there waiting for them to be able to start the surgery to save my last breath, Jesus. Jesus, mm-hmm. That's all I could do. I was trying to stay conscious. And that is a moment where I knew I am not.
Welcome back to episode number 13 of Health, Healing, and Holiness. I'm your host, Kristen Owens, and I'm super excited because today I have my very first guest and my social media friend, somebody that I actually met on Instagram. And we are so similar in so many ways. She lives all the way out in Oregon in the United States, and I'm in Toronto. So it's really cool that you can meet some of your great friends in other parts of the world. So today, it is Easter Monday when I'm recording this. This episode comes out tomorrow, and school is off today. So if you happen to hear in the background, there's sounds and noises. It's very busy on the roads today, and there's lots of kids outside playing, which is exactly the way it should be. So I wanted to introduce you to Jodine. Now, Jodine lives in the Pacific Northwest of the U.S., so she's in Oregon. She's a mom of three boys and married to her husband of 25 years. She has mentored and coached entrepreneurs for the past 17 years, all at various stages in their journey. Jodine discovered the one thing they all seem to have in common is a deep desire to succeed without losing themselves or sacrificing their values, which is actually part of how Jodine and I came into contact. It was that very thing. Jodine is a leadership coach for entrepreneurs who are wanting to learn to work from a place of rest, which is what we talk about a lot here on this podcast, all about prioritizing your whole health over hustle. So this is going to be a perfect conversation today because it's exactly what I have been about in this last season of my business, as has Jodine as well. To whom much is given, much is expected. This is a biblical principle she takes to heart when mentoring others. Jodine was given a second shot at life when she survived a medical trauma in 2017 and her marriage was restored. So I will tell you that her story is quite fascinating and really does show the healing power of our God. So I can't wait for you to jump in and take your health to the next level, take your business to the next level, and your life from a simple, powerful conversation that we had today. Welcome to Health, Healing, and Holiness. I'm your host, Kristen Owens, daughter of the King, mom of three, and 3 decades in the health industry. I've learned not only the importance of building healthy foundations with simplicity, but also making heavenly principles the ultimate foundation for success. Let me guess, you're a goal-getter, ambitious, driven, and your health has suffered, and your relationship with Christ, well, it almost feels non-existent. Let's not talk about skipping meals, drive-through runs, and caffeine to get you going. No need to worry, sister. I have the solutions for you. It's time to prioritize health and holiness as your success strategy. It's all about healthy, simple foundations that can change everything. I mean everything. Ditch difficult, embrace ease with a dash of Godspiration. Grab your hot bevy, hit play, and let the good vibes and Holy Spirit wisdom flow. Let's dive in. So Jodine, I'm so excited to have you here today for an episode that is all about entrepreneurship and money. And I know that you and I align so much with our stories, so much with entrepreneurship, network marketing industry, and just how easy it is for us to get caught up in that idolship of money, right? Making money. We're here focusing mm-hmm. on God, the Lord, but then all of a sudden, we end up on the other side and we are chasing, you know, money goals, we're chasing ranks, we're chasing, really, as we talked about before we pushed record, identity. So I want you to share your story, and because I think that you have so many good pieces in your story that will speak to so many women that are listening. So take it away.
Awesome. First of all, thank you for having me here. It's such an honor. I love how we've connected and met. It's just been so awesome, that such an unexpected blessing in this friendship. So yeah, that's one of the things that I do love about entrepreneurship and network marketing is how we connect with other people. And we find these relationships that are so unexpected, and we have so much in common, and it's such a beautiful thing, the community. So my story started back when, 17 years ago is when I started as an entrepreneur. So my background is in physical therapy. I was practicing in an outpatient physical therapy clinic for about 10, 12 years. When I heard about network marketing and being pregnant with my third baby, I was like, I just want something that I can work from home and put my family first. And so that's what drew me to it. I jumped in, and, you know, not recognizing then what I know now is that there was also a void in my life. There was something missing where I was really longing for identity and success and kind of recognition or something. And I was just kind of burnt out in the healthcare industry. And so I jumped in with both feet into network marketing, and it took me a little bit, but then I eventually was able to replace my full-time income. And I did really well, retired from physical therapy and never renewed my license, and was able to be home for, my son is now 13. He's 13 years old, and I have not ever gone back to work since then. So yeah, I'm really grateful for that success, but there's so much that I've learned along the way. And it was about 2.5 years ago or so where I was starting to really feel unsettled. You know, here I was in the top 2% of the company, driving the car. I had been at that rank, getting big bonuses and stuff for 10 years. And it was great, but I was just feeling like something's off. I just feel really unsettled. There's more to this. I felt like I was constantly, I was like Wonder Woman, like with my hands up. Like I was just like battling bullets that were coming around, and I was trying to protect people around me, that like there's some false identities, there's some definite idolatry, there's some scarcity mindedness that's causing damage to people around me, including myself. But I feel like I can handle it, I'm strong, I know what's right, I know the truth. But then when I saw it damaging people around me, I was like, something is off here. And I just felt that God was really just kind of opening my eyes to something that I hadn't seen before in my own life and in the lives of other people. But I'll speak to my life, in that it was idolatry, that my identity was wrapped up in my success, in the car I drove, in the money that I made, what other people thought about me, the approval that I got from that community because of a position that I held. And it felt like it was not real. It was not who I actually really, really was. Because without all of that, would I still be loved? Would I still be valued? Would I still be important to that community? And just the idolatry that was going on. I idolized even hitting that next rank. There's always more, always another carrot, always more, but it was never enough. And I started to just realize how much I had lost myself in that position. It was just like, once I knew what I knew, there was no going back, and I could not keep doing what I was doing. I had to make a change. So yeah, that's a little bit about me and my story.
So, you know, one thing that you say is that jumped out, and I wrote it down, is never enough. And it actually, you know what it actually reminds me of, just as I said that, you know, The Greatest Showman. You know the movie, The Greatest Showman? Love that movie. And there's a song that's called Never mm-hmm. Enough. And it basically talks about how it's mm-hmm. never enough. You have the stars and the lights and the fame and all of this, but it's never enough, because there's always something. And really, it's that, I believe it's the Spirit of God that's speaking to us, saying that it's never enough. The reason why you felt that, and I've felt the exact same thing, is because our enoughness comes from the Lord and no other place. Mm-hmm. And when we are complete in Him, seeking Him, the word says, seek first the kingdom of God and everything else will be added unto us. And although, you know, because my story is similar, is I thought I was seeking Him, but it's not now because of how I seek Him. And like yourself, it's not even the same thing. And it's so funny because until you have that, I guess, that revelation, you don't really understand until you're there. Like you, if 5 years prior to where this story, what you're talking about right now, 5 years prior, if somebody had said to you, you know, you're going to be sharing this story on podcasts and you're going to have a business that is going to help people in this space, you'd be like, well, what do you mean? Like, I do seek the kingdom of God. And right, we do. I know for myself, it's never that God was over here and I was over here, but in a way, because I know for myself, and you can probably speak to this, is because we are seeking more and it's never enough. This is how the world operates. And the word says, be not conformed to the pattern of the world, but be conformed by the renewing and the transforming of your mind and my word. Mm-hmm. And so if you, Jodine, kept, you know, striving for the next, for the next, for the next, it's never enough. And that is actually what happens. It makes me think about the world and Hollywood and musicians and the music industry. And when they're living in the way of the world, you know, the enemy is going to come and say, look at what we have here. Look at what we have. I can give you all of this. You can have fame and you can, and then it actually takes us down this road that actually takes us further away from where God wants us to be because He's our source. Mm-hmm. So anyways, I could go on and on and on about that, but what would you say then? Let's just kind of talk about that. The never enough. It's never enough. It doesn't feel like enough. Like what would you say actually shifted you feeling that way, shifted so that you could come back around to now where you are now at this point? Mm-hmm. Like what is it that you did? Like what was it that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I think it's interesting. You know, it's so common to hear you are enough. You're enough. You're enough. And we're chasing, we want to be enough, that no matter what, I'm actually not enough because I need God. Mm-hmm. And so I feel that is a societal norm that people are saying like, no, sister, you're enough. You're actually not. You can't do it on your own. You need Him. But so kind of backing up to that, you know, right before I made a change was that the people that the team that I led, the sidelines that I love so much that, you know, so many, I was so close to so many of them and still am, but I just saw the damage that was being done, that they no matter what, they just felt like they couldn't get ahead and they couldn't quite fit in and they couldn't have the success that they and their families really wanted. And it was just so damaging. Mm-hmm. And it was one of the things that I've become so passionate about with helping people, entrepreneurs and network marketers, is that, oh man, once you know what your identity, where your true identity actually comes from, you realize, oh, I'm not enough. I do need God to guide me in this and fill those voids. So that way I'm not seeking outside, I'm not seeking the world, the approval of the world or a rank or a title to fill the voids or the wounds or the hurts in my life. And that was just, yeah. Once I knew that, I was like, man, I've got to make a change and lead people in a new way. Am I still in the industry? Yes, but it's not what I am only known for anymore. And it used to be that I lived, eat, breathed the brand everywhere I went. I had the logo. Mm-hmm. I had, you know, even right down to the car, like people knew me as that girl. And I want a life that points people to Jesus. I don't want to be known as having the life that points people to a product or a company. Yeah, I want to be a professional. Yeah. I want to have a way to serve and help people, but that's just not what I want to only be known for. And so yeah. I had an experience, I should just mention this, back in 2017 that shifted everything for me in my life when I had an ectopic pregnancy that actually almost took my life. And it led into so many other things where I had another emergency abdominal surgery shortly after that. And then I was septic after that. I was in the hospital for a total of 16 days. Like, I was fighting for my life multiple times. And so many things became so clear to me. And I think it was shortly after. I've been a Christian my whole life, but it was something around that experience, which that's a whole other episode in itself. But there was something around that time where it changed me. And I realized that there is more to life. There is something bigger out there for me and the people that I love and the people that I lead and the people that I serve. So change had to be made. And yeah, in that moment when I was fighting, I was moments from taking my last breath. I wasn't enough. Even the doctors in the room weren't enough. Even the medication, you know, the equipment, the medical equipment, it's not enough. No matter, I could not save myself on my own. I needed Jesus. And there was a moment when I'd had no strength left in me to do anything but just whisper Jesus. And I was just laying there waiting for them to be able to start the surgery to save my last breath. Jesus, that's all I could do. I was trying to stay conscious. And that is a moment where I knew I am not enough. I cannot power through this life and have a meaningful, big life that points people back to Jesus on my own. And yeah, that's when things really started changing for me in my life.
Yeah. Wow. So did that happen? And then you realized in this company that you were with, that happened after?
Okay. And you know, it's such a beautiful industry because during that time, you know, my income had never been bigger. I didn't have to worry about the mortgage payment. I didn't have to worry about, you know, tuition for the kids' school or whatever. Like, my team, my community rallied around me. And that's why you build a business like that, is to prepare for impact. You prepare for moments like that I needed 6 months to physically and emotionally heal. And even beyond that, I actually had like medical PTSD. Wow. It was really such a trying time in my life. And that's the beauty of the industry. That's the beauty of diversifying our income. Like, there's some great things about the industry, but also during that time, I was realizing that I was made for so much more than just being. Yeah, it was shortly after that where I appreciate and appreciated the perks and the benefits that the income can provide. But there's so much more to me and to my life.
And I think that, you know, it's unfortunately, and this is sometimes the way that it is, that sometimes people get to a place when we talk about, you know, accepting Jesus as Lord and Savior, people get to a point where it's like they're in a dire situation, like say the situation that you were in. And, you know, sometimes I think, oh, why does it have to be that way? But, you know, humans are humans and who knows why, but at least the awesome thing is that God is a God of grace. And he's a God of forgiveness, and it doesn't matter where we're at. When we willfully, and because he looks at our heart, right? And to know that when we talk about, you know, us not being enough, because the world talks about how, oh, you know, say, I am worthy, I am worthy, I am worthy, like declare it. And, but the fact of the matter is, yes, we're worthy because Jesus made us worthy. Right. And understanding that is so important. Right. And understanding that it's in his strength that we are strong. Mm-hmm. Right. And we can't do anything. And actually, we're just full of stories today. Let me just share actually a story that just came to my spirit now that I feel like Holy Spirit wants me to share, is because this is really, yes, it's about money being an idol, but where this is going is him being our reliance, and nothing happens without him. But my oldest is 21. So 21 years ago, I went to Bible school. And I remember back in the day, I started when I was 20 in the fitness industry. In 99, I fully trained in Pilates, and Pilates was my business that I had as I managed corporate fitness facilities in the Toronto area. So Pilates was something that I was passionate about. I could talk about it. You asked me about Pilates on the spot. I could tell you about Pilates. And so I didn't realize that the strengths and the gifts that we had is because this was what God gave us. And the reason we do what we do, and the reason why you and I are talking about this topic right now, is because God is the one that gives us the strength to do this and the gifting to do this. So anyways, we had one of my, I think this was in second year, we had to do, it was, I can't remember the class, it was hermeneutics. I think it was hermeneutics, and it was all about giving sermons. So in this class, our pastor who was teaching the class, she basically, it was a class on just being able to get up and just being to talk on the spot about something. So of course, I'm not one, public speaking was never my thing, ever my thing, and never, never, never. And they say that public speaking, people would rather die. I don't know if I'd rather die, but I certainly didn't want to do it. So my friend was up talking about ball hockey, and I was sitting there preparing myself just in case she asked me to go up. I'm like, okay, well, if she asked me to go up, I could talk about Pilates. I could do that. Okay. And I'm going on in my head, preparing myself. Like, how often do we do this? Preparing ourselves for what could come and not relying on God at all. And guess who she calls to get up to talk about Pilates? She calls me and she's like, Kristen, what? And it was just casual. She's like, Kristen, why don't you get up and talk about Pilates? And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, I'm going up there. I'm like, okay, I can do this. I can do this. Can do this. Jody, and I'm not even kidding you, I will never forget this. This was a lesson that he taught me. I got up and I could not get a word out. I was fumbling over my words. I didn't know what to say. It was a mess. It was humiliating. And it was horrible. And people watching were probably just like, well, she's probably really nervous. So I'm driving home and I said, Lord, what happened? I talk about this stuff all the time. I go to networking events and these events, and I can talk about Pilates. And he said, you were doing that all in your own strength. He said, not one time did you say to me, Lord, help me, like, give me the words. And this was kind of the gist of it. And I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't even realize. Now, I was also a baby Christian at the time. I didn't even realize. And from that day on, when I realized that I was trying to do that in my own strength, I was not walking up to the front, we're in the sanctuary. I was not walking up to the front saying, you know, Jesus, help me, help me. And so basically what happened was I never did that again. And to this day, now, of course, I speak, I do a lot of speaking, and I never, ever, and I've taught my kids this, I never think that anything that I do, before we came on, we prayed. Before I do, even before I came on with you, I've prayed, like, everything. Before I go on and do something, a reel on social media, I ask Holy Spirit every single time. I never do anything in my own strength. So that was a lesson I had to learn in a safe space. But I think that really, you know, as we wrap up in the next 8 minutes, is that really helping us to understand that, as business owners, as entrepreneurs, we cannot show up in our own strength. We cannot do this ourselves, because our businesses are callings in the marketplace. And ultimately, the calling is to lead people back to the Lord. That is the ultimate. And yes, and when we put that, we give that to Him, we surrender that to Him, and when we focus on His kingdom first, He'll add everything. He'll bring the people in His timing, right? And understanding that money and the focus on more money, He delights in the prosperity of His servant. He's happy for us to be prosperous. It's not like He's holding back money, you know, and He wants us to be prosperous, because then we can give more into the kingdom and help more people. But if we are focusing on just more money, more money, more money, and not focusing on why we're actually doing what we're doing, and everything goes back to Him, then that's, I think, where we're going to fall into idolship. Mm-hmm. Because idolship, as you know, food can be an idol. There's so many different things that can become an idol. And what an idol is where we're in this direction and God is over here. So we want to focus on making Him first and foremost. So as we close up, What are some last words that are maybe coming to your spirit that you want to share, or, just to kind of close us out and tie a nice bow around our conversation that went so fast?
I know. I know. I feel like I can't wait to see you in Toronto soon, hopefully, actually, because oh my goodness, like how fun will that be? Because we could talk for hours and hours. So a couple things I was thinking about, as I'm listening to your story, I'm like, oh man, I could so relate to that. That I had an experience many, many years ago. I was doing a relay, a run where it's like a 24-hour run where it's like a team run. And I had a leg that was like a 4 mile leg. It was my shortest leg, but it was like 3 in the morning and I'm running in the dark, like dark country, windy roads. And my dad had said, why would you be doing that? That's cougar country. Like there's mountain lions all over the place. And I was like, no, I got this. I got this. So I started my run, I had my headphones in and I'm listening to Beastie Boys and I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna hustle through this. I'm gonna go. This is gonna be great. I got this. I'm pumping myself up and I'm going. And then I thought, I don't know, maybe I should just have one headphone in. So I took another headphone out just to be aware and alert. It was really dark and there was nobody, or there were no other runners around me, which is, it was a really vulnerable place. There was hardly a shoulder on the road and it was really dense, thick forest all around me. And I had a headlamp on
Oh my
and I'm going
gosh.
for it. And I'm like, yeah. And then I heard something in the woods and it sounded like an elephant like running at me. Like it started further away and it got closer and like really loud, really fast. And I just like had this guttural, like instinctive scream. I was just screaming and I was like, don't run, don't run. I knew it was a cougar. I just knew it was a cougar ready to attack me from behind. So I was like, don't scream, don't run, don't like. And but then up ahead there was a van up there of some men and women that heard me screaming and the men came running down the road and they're like, where is he, where is he? They thought that it was like I was attacked because there was some stories of people that were attacked by other people and that horrible things were happening to them. But I was like, there's an animal behind me. And they were like, oh, that's a deer. You just heard a deer running through the woods. And I was like, oh. And I was so shooken up. I had such a hard time recovering from that. So I actually called my husband and it's 3 in the morning and he didn't answer, nothing against him. But then I was kind of mad. I'm like, why didn't he answer? How am I going to get through this? And one of my friends got off the van and she's like, I'll run with you the rest of the way. I'm like, no, I got this. I got this. I can do this. And I changed my music to worship music. And I realized in that moment, I learned so much that I was trying to run the race on my own strength. I was depending on man to give me the strength, to provide my safety, to help me with my focus. It was such a pivotal learn to my business and my parenting and in my marriage that I can't do it on my own. It doesn't work out that way. There's it and it ended up being the last mile of that leg was just such a beautiful run and such a beautiful experience with God. And that brings me back to how it is in business that, like you were saying, when we try to go on our own strength for our own reasons and we hype ourselves up and we're like, I'm gonna hustle through this, I'm gonna go short-term sacrifices, long term gain. I can do anything for a short period of time. And my kids won't miss me not being there for their bedtime. They won't even remember that I missed the Saturday game because I got to do whatever it takes to grow this business. And I'm doing it for them, doing it for our future. And now I am such a different entrepreneur. And it's so different that you and I talked about this yesterday, that sometimes things change. Sometimes things happen where it's, we don't have to not enough and just leaning in and surrendering our lives and our business over to the Lord, and the blessings are always so much better.
Always, always, always so much better. Amazing. I love it. Thank you. I appreciate those stories. I love stories because it just makes it so much more real. So where can we have about 2 minutes left? Where can we or can our viewers find you? If you have any what is it, freebies or any opt-ins or anything that you want to share, Please go ahead.
So specifically, those that are kind of leaning into their faith a little bit more, like Christian entrepreneurs with some Bible-based leadership. So I have a workshop coming up. Depending on when you're listening to this episode, you can just go to my Instagram and you'll see when I have upcoming free workshops. I do have a membership community for people who want to continue with me. But I also have a podcast and I can't wait to have you on my podcast. And it's called The Gracious Warriors Podcast. So yeah, that's where people can find me on Instagram or on the podcast.
Love Instagram. That's actually where we met. I love Instagram. I love pictures and I love all about it. So thank you for being here, and we'll definitely have to do this again. And because yes, we could talk for much, much longer. But we've got 30 minutes, and then I like to keep everything very compact so people can grab what they need and take it and implement, because implementation is important. So stories are great, but you want to make sure that you're taking something away and putting it into action. So something that's not happening in your life, start adding that in and watch how things can change, because God is amazing and He can redeem time and restore all that has been lost in your life. So thank you, Jodine, for being here. And thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for having me.
If this podcast inspired, encouraged, or blessed you in any way, the number one way you can help me is share with a friend or fellow entrepreneur. Number two, leave me a review over on Apple Podcasts. And number three, take a screenshot of this episode and share on your social channels. And make sure you tag me at Kristen Owens Wellness so I can share on mine. And we can help more people together. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time.